Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being hungry, learning how to deliberately be hungry in a way that seeks God, in a way that listens to God, in a way that honors God. Being hungry through the practice of fasting, going without food, without television, without technology, without social media, without whatever it is that distracts us from God. Using that time otherwise spent on eating or entertaining ourselves or just simply numbing our mind to seek God, to read His Word, to listen to His Word, to listen to what He has to say, to His Spirit, to worship Him, to create a deeper hunger. So each day we've talked about a different aspect of how people in the Bible would fast and what they would be fasting for, what their fast was about, what hunger they were trying to develop. And today we're going to focus in on being hungry to serve others. Spending time with God in a deliberate way to remind us not only of how much He loves us and has served us, but how He's created us to represent Him in the way we serve. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, God says, Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, and to break every yoke. The yoke he's referring to is the oxen's yoke, the piece of wood typically in those days that would connect a pair of oxen together so that they would serve the farmer. They would serve the wagon master. They would be bound to each other. And God says, I've declared a fast that breaks those bonds, that destroys the injustice. Because we have a tendency to expect things out of some people that we wouldn't expect out of ourselves. God's view of justice is restoration. It's making things right. And so to restore, to break the bonds of injustice would mean that there's something happening that isn't right, that isn't restored. It's not being treated fairly. It's not being viewed as equal in God's view, let alone ours. Sometimes we take on a view that we claim as God's that isn't. And He calls for a fast that pleases Him, which leads us to serve others. Not binding them to us or binding them to anything else, but to willingly work together for what is good and right and proper. Willingly work together for the good of God's kingdom. to set those who are captive free. There were those, as Isaiah was writing, was listening to God, and that were physically captive, being treated very harshly, very unfairly, without justice at all. And there were many who were living as though they were free and yet captive to sin. And the same is true today. There are those that are mistreated, taken advantage of by other people. And those who have bound themselves to the prince of this earth, to evil, who are held captive, well, willingly, at least at first, through deception, through accusations, through promises that aren't really fulfilled. And God declares the fasting He desires is not simply a religious activity that puffs us up. It's a fasting that leads us to serving others, to breaking the bonds of our own captivity, to sharing Jesus in a way that sets others free, to provide that message of hope and good news to humble ourselves. Many times it's in those seasons of fasting from whatever it is that we learn, I don't need everything that God has provided. We learn that His purpose in providing it was that we would share it, that we would assist others, that we would do good to all people. We would proclaim a year of freedom, a year of jubilee, Michiana Christian Academy here at the Deer Run Building is celebrating its jubilee. It's 50 years as Michiana Christian School and then Michiana Christian Academy. We're focused this year on jubilee, the restoration of things that had fallen apart, and God's redemption of that which was lost. And Jesus becomes our jubilee as He restores in us, redeems us, and calls us to be His own. And it's in this season where we learn to be hungry that God involves us in His work of freeing the oppressed, of righting the wrongs, of breaking the bonds of injustice. Of serving people in a way that's good and right. And so we hunger and thirst for the living God. And as we find him, he develops in us a hunger to serve. How will you serve someone else today? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you. Thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to be set free. You've given us your Son, Jesus. You've given us your Spirit to dwell within us, to help us in our struggles, in our difficulties, in the injustices of this world, to break the bondage of sin and oppression, the oppression that comes by sin. God, today I pray that we would fast in a way that draws us nearer to you, but in a way that helps us to serve others. That our fasting would result in the bondage that we experience of sin to be broken, the oppression of the evil one to be shattered in our own life, so that we can be your servants, your ambassadors, helping others, that rather than perpetuating oppression and injustice, that we would be the light of Jesus that draws people out of that, that sets people on a path that they can find freedom in you. And God, today as we live, may our hunger for what is good and right continually grow. And may we be hungry to serve. And in our serving people, may we always lift up Jesus so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.